Good morning. Today's daf and nazir is Tes Zion. We are starting today with the new perek, third perek of the Masechta. Let's get underway. Today's perek, today's daf is going to be a great chazara of Gemara that we did earlier in the Masechta. In fact, as preparation for today's daf, go back to daf hey, daf av, and review both dafim. Easier said than done. But nevertheless, that would be an excellent way to start off today's daf. Meanwhile, I'll give a quick summary and synopsis of what we learned earlier. So you take on to become a Stam Nazir. Okay, you can say you're going to be a Nazir. So what does that mean? You're a Nazir for how many days? So it's funny, it's a Machlokas. Machlokas whether or not it's 30 or 29. So we saw that earlier in the Masechta. It's a Machlokas between Rav Masna and Bar Pada. Rav Masna is of the position that when you say Stam Naziris and you don't give a number, so it's going to be 30 days. Now, most people would answer the number 30. I would answer the number 30. And of course, strong influence comes from a Mishnah that we're all familiar with. The Mishnah says, Tam Naziris Lamed Yom. So we all saw that Mishnah earlier in the Masechta, and we're all familiar with the Mishnah, right? Rashi brings it down in Chumash. In other words, it's drilled into our head that Naziris is for 30 days if you don't give another number. Obviously, if you give another number, so then you could set the terms of how long the Naziris is going to be, but it's going to be a minimum of 30 days. Tam Naziris Lamed Yom. So anyway, so that's the Shita of Masa, that Tam Naziris is going to be for 30 days. And meanwhile, Bar Pada disagrees. Before we get to Bar Pada, go back to Rav Masna for just a moment. How did he arrive at that conclusion? So the easiest answer, it's halacha l'moshe misinai. Meaning whenever the Torah gives a halacha, but unspecified. So all the specifications came to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. And that's what's called halacha l'moshe misinai. Right? I'll give you simple examples. In other words, we know that when two items are close enough to another, so halacha views them as if they're connected. That's a principle called lavud. Good. So lavud is how far apart do they have to be from one another? So three tefachim. Where does three tefachim come from? The answer is very simple. Halacha l'moshe misinai. Okay. So in other words, so over here, so stam naziris lamed yom. So how do we know that? So the answer again, simple. Halacha l'moshe misinai. So, but meanwhile, the Gemara earlier said that it comes from a gematria. Okay. And as we already pointed out, that's unusual. Right? Give me the number of circumstances, number of instances in the entirety of Shas where a halacha is generated from a gematria. Okay? And good. The answer is, I don't think there's another place where a halacha is generated from gematria. Gematria or paparas haTorah. Right? Delicacies and desserts and delicious. But in other words, it's not meat potatoes. It's not generally speaking how halacha is derived. And so, but meanwhile, he said that the pasuk by the Nazir uses the word yiyeh. He's going to be a Nazir. The word Yiyah Begamashir is 30. Stam Naziris is Lamed Yom. Okay, so probably, in other words, if I'm going to give you my best guess, which is just that, my best guess, so probably it's Halacha L'moshe Misinai, and the Gematria is just a great way to remember it. Okay, either way, Rav Masna says 30 days. And meanwhile, Bar Pada says no. Stam Naziris is Chav Tes Yom, it's 29 days. So how do you arrive at that conclusion? So the Gemara says because what he did is he took out a Chumash and he counted. In other words, he went to the Parsha of Nazir, and he counted the number of times the Torah describes, it says the word Nazir. And how many times does it say? It says it's 29. Now, it happens to be that we fact-checked him. When I say we, by the way, I don't mean us, meaning the Rishonim. Already fact-checked him, and the Rishonim arrived at the conclusion that there are really 30 times that it mentions the word Nazir. So, but Tosus points out that the word Nazir, that word is not going to be counted. Nazir means a crown, so take that word out, so it comes out to 29. Anyway. So the number of times that it says the word Nazir is 29, Stam Naziris is Chav Tes Yom. Okay, what is Bar Pada going to do with the Mishnah that says that Stam Naziris is Lamed Yom? So we've been there. We covered that. The Gemara already asked that question. Yes.
The numerology always is 1 to the whole, which makes 30.
Okay, I accept that. Okay, so the... So what comes out over here is that we have a machlokas between Rav Masna and Bar Pada in terms of Stam Naziris, whether it's Lamed Yom or Chav Tes Yom. And then, once you know that, so now as we're about to start the third parak and we're going to go through these Mishnayos, so then all you have to do, and it's not that simple, is plug in each of the Shitas to every line of the Mishnah. Now it happens to be, this is why I say that all this is going to be excellent review, because the Gemara did all that already. Meaning, on Daf Hei and Daf Vav, so the Mishnah parsed every line of our Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, how's Rav Masna going to handle that? How's Bar Pada going to handle that? So as we go through the Mishnah, so to the best of my recollection, so I'm going to give you the highlights of how each one is going to navigate through the Mishnah. In fact, the Gemara over here, at the end, in other words, as you can see, a lot of Mishnah, little bit of Gemara, tails off after the Mishnah, and the Gemara basically says, it will say, the Gemara will actually say, see above. Go back to Daf Hey, go back to Daf Vav, where the Gemara spent two Dapim going over our Mishnah and how to plug in each of the Shitas, both Rav Masna and Bar Pada. Let's see the Mishnah inside.
Counting the numbers of the word Nozir is like a matzah, basically.
It's similar. Okay, I accept.
So you could ask a question on both of them.
I could have. Okay. So, Misha, my reigni Nozir, Megalech Yom Shoshim, Ve'echad. Sorry, let's do that again. Let's do it better. Misha, my reigni Nozir, a person takes himself upon himself that I'm going to be a Nozir, and again, with no specifics and no number. So, Megalech Yom Shloshim Ve'echad, being the Alech, Yom Shloshim Yatsa. So, ideally, he should be doing the Giluach. Again, the word Giluach is a reference to the shaving. In other words, he's going to go through a shaving of his hair. But on top of that, obviously, that's also a description of the day in which he brings Karbanos. In other words, it's the day in which he's going to be concluding his Naziris. So, when is that going to be occurring? So, the Mishnah tells us, ideally, day 31. However, if he does it on day 30, Yatsa. So, it's fulfilled his obligation. So already you see, in other words, the truth of the matter is, you can already see the ambiguity in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah describes that there's an ideal and there's a bidyevid. Ideally, day 31. Bidyevid, day 30. Okay, so let's go through each position. So according to Rav Masna, so why ideally day 31? Right, that's according to Rav Masna, well, you could simply say, well, the Naziris is 30 days, and so therefore, ideally, should be done on day 31, meaning the Taglach should be done on day 31. Aye, so good. So that's 31. What about Bidyevid day 30? How is Rav Masna going to handle that? The answer is Miksasa Yom Kikulo, because Rav Masna also subscribes to the idea that part of the day is considered the whole day. It happens to be just in yesterday's daf. We spent most of yesterday's daf discussing this very concept. So Rav Masna subscribes to that, and therefore on day 30. Because we're going to be saying Miksas Yom Kikulo, so therefore, as long as you wake up in the morning of the 30th and count it, good, it's counted. Now what you could do for the balance of that day is bring Karbanos. Okay, good. So that is, that's Rav Masna's treatment of 30-31. What about Bar Pada? How does he get to 30-31? Ideally 31, but Bidyevid day 30. So for Bar Pada, it's going to be a little more challenging, right? Because Bar Pada says, when did you end your Naziris? On day 29. So if you end your Naziris on day 29, so why can't you just simply wake up the next morning and bring your Karbanos, ideally? What's wrong with that? Okay, so again, the Gemara asked this question, and the Gemara basically said, you are right, that's correct. Meaning, in a perfect world, you should be able to do that. However, what's going to happen is that the people are confused. In other words, Stam Naziris is 29 days. Again, this is according to the world of Bar Pada. Stam Naziris is 29 days. But somebody's going to come along and say, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days. Not recognizing, not realizing the difference between Stam Naziris for 29 days versus having said 30 days. And so what's going to happen is that everyone's going to get confused. So therefore, in order to avoid any kind of confusion, so the Chachamim said, you know what? Ideally, everyone's going to bring on day 31. Gzeira de Rabbanan. Ah, but b'dieved, if you bring on day 30, it's going to work. And again, according to Bar Pada, of course it's going to work. Because your Naziris only means you're a Nazir for 29 days. And then on day 30, now you are post your minion. You finish counting. Good, Adkan, that takes us to the first line of the Mishnah. And again, you see what the Gemara did earlier, and that is just simply plug in the two Shitas. We continue. Harini Nazir Shoshim Yom. So now the Mishnah gives an example where you actually say the number 30. So, Im Gilech Liyom Shoshim Lo Yatsa. So here, Giluach on day 30, you're not going to be Yotze. Now again, that makes perfect sense because he says Shloshim Yom. And Shloshim Yom is Ki'ilu, it's as if you said Shleimim. Meaning I want to be a Nazir for 30 days and the assumption is 30 complete days. Okay. Misha Nazir Shtei Naziros. Now the Mishnah over here just simply highlights what happens when I take on two consecutive Naziros. So Megalech is a Rishon. It's a Rishona Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. Ve'sashniya Yom Shishim Ve'echad. So then Giluch is going to be done on day 31 and day 61. And again, this is par for the course, meaning the numbers work. Day 31, consistent to what we learned earlier, meaning the ideal is to do Giluach on day 31. Again, Bein Le Rav Masna, Bein Le Bar Pada, we figured it out. However, then we get on to the second Naziris, which the assumption is that you want to start right away. When do you start counting it? You start counting it on day 31. I-31, you brought Karbanos. Great, you brought Karbanos. That's fantastic. It's not a steer to bring Karbanos and also count that day as day one. So once day 31 now counts as day one, So now you go forward. And now you go forward, and when are you going to bring your carbonos on day 61? Again, the numbers work.
And it's not scary to shave and start in the same day?
Yeah, right. In other words, right. Because, in other words, you're shaving, and now you're counting anew, and you're starting your new growth. And you're going to have 30 days of growth. Ve'im gilach es rishona b'yom shloshim, megalech es hashniya yom shishim. Now, what if I didn't do gilach on day 31? Let's say I did on day 30. Again, consistent to what we learned just moments earlier in the Mishnah, that's fine. In other words, the Mishnah said ideally 31, but b'di'eved, 30. Here, too, in the consecutive Nazirus. So ideally, the gilach for Nazir number 1 should be done on day 31, but if it's done on day 30, that's fine. Now, if you did your giluach on day 30, so now, what does that mean? It means now that day 30 counts as day 1 towards your second Nazirus. Now that you're counting day 30 as day 1 of your next Nazirus, so when can you do giluach for the next one? Day 59. Okay, and again, what the Gemara did earlier on Daf Hei and Daf Vav is, how is Rav Masna going to figure this out? How is Bar Pata going to figure it out? The Gemara did all that earlier. Vizue does Hei Rav Papayas. So testimony was given from Rav Papayas in front of the Chachamim. And presumably, this is a mission in Adios. Meaning, whenever you see testimony given regarding a halacha, so that is primarily Masechta Adios. Masechta Adios goes through all the various testimonies that were given on Bo Bayom, on that day. What day are we talking about? The day that Rabbi Gamaliel was deposed. And Rav Elazar ben Azariah served as a nasi, and so that day everyone came in to the base medrash, and much testimony was given regarding various halachas, all to be recorded in a masechta called Adios. Right, the Daf Yomi does not go through Adios. In other words, it's in Seder Nezikin, tucked away in Seder Nezikin, and it's Mishnayos. There's no Gemara on it, so we don't do Adios. But every now and then we get, in other words, throughout Shas, so we get treated to a Mishnah. So Evizu Adis Hed Rapapayas. Amisha Nazrishin Nazirashim Gilach Ez Rishon Yom Shoshim Megalech Esashni Aliyam Shishim Vim Gilach Liam Shishim Chazarecha Yatsash Yom Shoshim Olalom and Aminyan. Okay, in other words, Rapapayas basically said testimony that everything we just said, I have it from Misora that this is in fact the halacha. Okay, ideally the Giluch for Nazir number 1 should be on day 31. B'di'evit, if done on day 30, it works. And then if you did on day 30, so now what you get to do is not only do giluach on day 30, count it. Count it as your first day for your second Nazirus. And so therefore, it will afford you the opportunity to bring to do giluach and karbanos on day 59. Okay. Misha Amar Harini Nazir. Okay, so with that stated, so now we've just covered all the Mishnayos here in the beginning of the third paragraph going over when do you do giluach. Now, next topic is, what happens if you become Tamei? So, let's start off with simple, and that is if you become Tamei anywhere in the middle while you're counting. So, the Torah is very clear. What happens is that everything that you counted falls away. You got to become Tahor. You got to bring a series of Karbanos because you were a Nazir that became Tamei. And then, start counting again. From the beginning. Okay. That part's easy. Here's where it gets a little bit tricky. What if you don't become Tameh in the middle? What if you become Tameh at the end? That's our Mishnah. So our Mishnah says, Misha Maharini Nazir Nitma Yom Shoshim. So let's say he becomes Tameh on day 30, and obviously we're describing before the Karbanos were brought. So Ser Es Hakol. So what's going to happen is that that'll be So Ser Everything. Now that's going to be So Ser Everything. So so for Bar Pada, when we say it's going to be So Ser Everything, so it's a little bit strange. Meaning, according to Bar Pada, so when did your Nazirus end? And ended on day 29. So now on day 30, where are we right now? Post Minyan. So you finish counting. So according to Bar Pada, why is it that So Ser Sakol? So the answer is that according to Bar Pada, it's Gzera de Rabbanan. The concern is going to be that people get confused between Stam Nazirus versus a person who says, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days. Once he says that, he has to be a Nazir for 30 complete days. And so therefore, the stira over here, when you become Tamei on day 30, is a Din Darabanan. That's according to Bar Pada. What about according to Rav Masna? Okay, so according to Rav Masna, so Tosus makes his point back there and here as well. And that is that according to Rav Masna, so he says that Stam Nazirus is 30 days. He also says Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. That in the morning of the 30th, you've counted the 30th day. So if you become Tamei subsequently, meaning after the morning, but before you brought your karbanos, so now, Soser Sakol, so Rav Master would say, sure. Because even though, this is again Tosus' point, even though he says Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, that part of the day is like the full day, but Mitzvah Yom, you need part of the day. And when you are a Nazir, completing your Nazirus, so that part of the day includes bringing your karbanos. Meaning prior to bringing your karbanos, you can't just simply say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. Meaning by Avelos, and this part's a little bit tricky, by Avelos, so when you get up on Shiva on day 7, you get up in the morning, right? Does that mean that there's something actively you need to do in order to get from Shiva? So maybe the argument you can make is yes. In other words, right, Minhag Yisrael is to leave the house, take a walk around. In other words, then without that, you're not getting up from Shiva? Okay, right. In other words, it's hard to gauge whether this is always going to be true. But Tosos over here says it's certainly true by Nazir. In other words, even according to Rav Masna, who says that Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, but you still need Mitzvah Yom coupled with the bringing of the Karbanos. Then and only then does your Nazirus come to a conclusion. Good. So again, same thing we've been doing all morning, navigating the Mishnah, both according to Rav Masna and Bar Pada. Rabbi Eliezer, Amen Ososela Shiva. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, not necessary. Meaning Rabbi Eliezer is of the position that, look, you've gone through 30 days, you're finished. You became tummy before you bring your karbanos. It's a holdup. That's all. In other words, all it does is it delays the flight. But in other words, the flight's still on. Terrible analogy. Okay. It's just a suspension. Now, suspended for what? 7 days. Why the number 7? Very simple. In other words, right now, you finish counting, you need to bring your karbanos. Happens to be that now you're tummy mace. You need to clear that up. So in other words, so you go through the procedure of Tahara from Tumas Mace, which is a Parah Aduma, which is a 7-day process. Now, I know the Mishnah says the word Soser, Eino Soser Ela Shiva, it only upsets but 7 days. The words over here, Eino Soser Ela Shiva, not to be taken literally. Meaning it's not Soser. It's not upsetting the days. All your days counted, you're done. It just happens to be, if now from a technical standpoint, you have to wait a week, but it's not just waiting a week. In other words, waiting a week in order so that you become tahor, so that now you can bring your karbanos. Okay. Harein nazir shoshim yom. Let's say a person says he's going to be a nazir for 30 days. So again, it's similar to the previous case, but previously he just simply said harein nazir. Now in this case, harein nazir shoshim yom. So nitma yom shoshim sosa tzakol. So now you become tamei on day 30. So that's it. Now you have to recount. You have to start again from anew. Over here, very simple. In other words, you said you're going to be Nazir for 30 days. The assumption is 30 days means 30 complete days. And now when you become Tamei in day 30, so new, in other words, back to the beginning. You got to count again. Again, after you become Tahor and after you bring your Kabbanas then, and only then do you start again. Harini Nazir Mea Yom, Nitma Yom Mea. So here now, a third example. You say you're going to be a Nazir and you say for 100 days. And then you become Tamei on day 100. Soser es hakol. So now what's going to happen is, once again, you said the number 100, you become Tamei on day 100. So where do we go? Back to the beginning. You got to count again. So Rabbi Elazar, Amen no Soser lo shoshim, and Rabbi Elazar says, nah, you don't have to go back to the beginning, you don't have to start again anew, but rather, shloshim. Simply, just 30 days. That Shita Rabbi Elazar is very curious and very strange, meaning that you did in fact become Tamei while you were counting, because again, when you say the number 100, it's got to be 100 complete days. You became Tamei on day 100. So, and according to Rabbi Elazar, okay, so strike that and now count, but not anew, but no, you only need to count 30 days. So if you remember, if you recall, the Gemara asked this very question, and the Gemara said that what do we have for Rabbi Elazar? A special drasha. In other words, we had a pasuk at the end of the parsha, which according to Rabbi Elazar darshaned. Well, this takes us all the way back to Daf Hei, Daf Vav. Anyway, Zos Taras, I'm just reading from the Psukim. Zos Taras Anazir B'Yom Molos Yemei Nizro Yavi Oso Pesach Olam Moed. So the pasuk says that this is Taras HaNazir B'Yom Malos. So if you're on the Yom Malos, this is how Rebbe Elazar looks at the pasuk. If you're at the Yom Malos, what is the Yom Malos? The last day. The last day of the counting. So Yemei Nizro. And Rebbe Elazar says that what you're going to do is that if you're on the Malos and you become Tamei, so what do? Give him Yemei Nizro. What's Yemei Nizro? Give him another 30 days. Okay, good. Drasha. So, Nitma Yomeva Echad. And finally, the Mishnah goes on to describe, you said you're going to be Nazir for 100 days, and what happens? You become Tamei on day 101. So, Sir Shloshim Yom. So, Rebbe Elazar Amir Eino Soser L'Shiva. So, over here, Machlokis, between the Tanakhama and Rebbe Elazar, what happens when you become Tamei on day 101? So, according to the Tanakhama, when you become Tamei on day 101. Now, if I didn't see the Mishnah, and I was asked a simple question, a person says he's going to be Nazir for 100 days, counts 100 days, on day 101, again, he hasn't brought his carbonus yet, obviously, so so on day 101, he becomes Tamei. If I were to think about it, I would have said, okay. So, in other words, I just simply would have said, like Rabbi Elazar, good. In other words, you counted, you successfully counted, you just need to bring your carbonus, go through the Tahara process, 7 days. I would have said Pasha like Rabbi Elazar. The Chacham's position, admittedly, over here is a little bit challenging to understand. If you become Tamei on day 101, so now what do you have to do? And his position, by the way, really hard to understand. Meaning either you counted successfully, good, just go through the Tahara process and then bring your Kabbanos, i.e. Shitas Rabbi Elazar. Alternatively, for whatever reason, you may have said, you got to start counting anew, go back to one. Again, I'm not really sure how to explain that, but the position the Chachamim over here is, you know what? Just count another 30 days. Where did that come from? Okay. So, what you're gonna have to say is that according to the Chachamim, this is Gzeira Derabbanan, meaning this idea that you're gonna have to count. You're gonna have to count 30 days. So the So the way Tosfos explains it, when you said 101, so the reason why it is that the Chachamim goes there and has you counting another 30 days, so the people will confuse this. This is Tosfos' explanation. People will confuse this with a person who said he's going to be a Nazir for 30 days. I'm sorry. Where he said he's going to be a stam nazir, and then what happens is that he becomes tamei on day 30. So since this may get confused with that case over there, again, it's not perfectly clear why those cases are confusable, but because of the possible confusion between the two, so the Chachamim made gzera that he should be tamei. I'm sorry, he should simply count for another 30 days. It's a gzera de rabbanan. Okay, but you could see clearly. I'm struggling a little bit in terms of just how to explain and understand how the Gzeirah Derabbanan worked. Okay, I tried working on it earlier this morning with my chavrusa. It's hard. This sheet of the Chachamim is hard. Okay, Adkan, that takes us to the end of the Mishnah. So basically, what do we learn over here in our Mishnah? Really two straightforward topics. And that is that Stam Nazirus means what? Again, our Mishnah doesn't speak it out as clearly as the Gemara did it back on Daf Hey and Daf Vav, as clearly as we did this morning. But, in other words, the Mishnah says that ideally Tiglacha should be done on day 31, but B'di'evit, it's okay if done on day 30. And then the Mishnah just gives us other examples of what happens with two consecutive Nazirs. What if instead of saying Nazir, he says Shloshim Yom? What if instead of Shloshim Yom, he said 100 days? Good. That was topic number one. And topic number two of our Mishnah is what happens if you become Tamei. In the middle, when you become Tamei in the middle, so the halacha is that obviously that's it. You got to count again. But what if you become tamei at the end? Again, so our Mishnah gave us multiple scenarios of what happens when you become tamei at the end, on day 30, on day 31, when you said 100, on day 100, on day 101. Okay, good. We start with the Gemara. Misha Amarin Nazir Yom Shloshim Sosu Sakol. Rebbe Elazar Amar Eino Sosu L'Shiva. So you say you're going to be a nazir. And you become Tamei on the 30th day. So, start again, and according to Rebbe Elazar, no need to. Kasavar Rebbe Elazar, so the Gemara goes on to explain we're on the Amud Beis. Kasavar Rebbe Elazar, kol achar malos shiva soser. So Rebbe Elazar is of the position that, look, you're Acher Malos. Meaning Rebbe Elazar subscribes to the idea of Mixas Yom Kekulo. So day 30 now is already been counted. And so now the only thing you need is just simply to be Tahor. So in other words, so you just need, it's a 7-day suspension so that you can become Tahor. Harini Nazar Shoshim Yom Venitma Yom Shoshim Sosa Sakol. Lo Palig Rebbe Elazar Damer Shlemim. When you say you're going to be Nazar for 30 days and you become Tamei on day 30, so there's no machlokas. We said this in the Mishnah. The Gemara is just clarifying, and that is because once you say a number, in other words, here in this case, you said the number 30, you meant 30, and you also meant Shleimim. You meant 30 full days. So therefore, becoming Tamei on day 30 is going to upset the count all the way back to the beginning, and you got to start counting anew. The Hareini, okay. And Harini Nazar Meir Yom Venit Meir Meir Sosa Sekol Rebbe Lazar Amir Eino Oso Sosa Lashoshim Kulo Kedahavinam Ba Aliba Dabar Pada Verav Masna. And the Gemara says, see above. Okay. I'm also going to challenge myself. Everybody, where does the Gemara ever say that? See above. In other words, the Gemara making a self-reference to something that it said earlier. It's unusual. Okay, but in the Masechtas of Nedarim and Nazir, so you know you hear this kind of unusual language that's used over here that's not used in the other Masechtas. Okay, good. See above. Okay, Adkan, that takes us to the end of the first Mishnah in our first Sugya, and let's finish up the Daf. Next Mishnah, Tezayin Amud Bey is the Mishnah on the top of the Amud, towards the top. Misha Nazir, who Beveis Hakfaris. A person decides that he's going to become a Nazir. And he made a curious decision. He's right now currently standing right in the middle of a cemetery. Okay. The person has a timing issue. I can't help him with everything. So, but now the Mishnah over here wants to know, so what becomes of his Naziris? You see, right now, he's in a slight predicament. On one hand, he's Mekabel Naziris. On the other hand, he's in a cemetery. So what does all that mean? So the Mishnah says as follows. Afilu hayasham shoshim yom. So, he's going to be there for 30 days. Again, that's strange. The Mishnah over here is just simply highlighting a point. And even though, practically speaking, hard to imagine the person is going to be there for 30 consecutive days. But regardless, the point the Mishnah is making is that he's there for 30 days. So, that doesn't count towards a single day. In other words, none of those days count. And Eino Mevi Karban Tumma. So, and as far as bringing carbon tumah is concerned, you don't bring it. So the meaning, why should that be? Why doesn't they bring a carbon tumah? Because carbon tumah is only brought by a nazir who started counting his naziris. In other words, what happens in order for a nazir to bring a carbon tumah, the sequence has to be like this. I become a nazir. I start counting my naziris. Then I become tameh. Now, go through the Tahara process and bring your carbon tumah. Again, this is just simple knowledge of the psukim in the Torah. In other words, there are three carbonas that are brought by a nazir who became tameh. After he goes through the Tahara process, brings the three carbonas, and then he starts counting anew. And by the way, the three carbonas that are brought by nazir tameh are not identical to the three carbonas that are brought by a nazir at the conclusion of his naziris. We highlighted this point. I'm just mentioning it now. Again, it's just basic familiarity with the psukim. So, if you started your naziris in a cemetery, doesn't count for anything. You don't bring your carbon tumah. In other words, what happens is that when you become tahor, you start counting. Okay. Now I say that knowing that we're going to have a very basic question coming up in the Gemara. I'll tease it, and we'll see it in just a moment. Yatzav nichnas. Now, let's say the following: you leave the cemetery, you come back into the cemetery. And oh, by the way, when you leave the cemetery, what happens is that you go through the Tahara process. Meaning, I know the Mishnah sounds like you're just in and out. Obviously, over here, something had to have changed. You left the cemetery. You become Tahor, and then you go back into the cemetery. So Yatzav Nechnas Olin Lo. So the Olin Lo Menaminyan Maybe Carbon Tumah. So now, perfect. I say perfect. It's not perfect, but perfect in that. Now you started your Naziris, and since you started your Naziris, now by you going back to the cemetery, so now what happens? So what happens is that you now have dropped the days that you counted, and then what happens is that now you have to go through the Tahara process and bring your carbon tumah. Fine. Rebbe Elazar Amar Lo Bo Bayom Shenemra vayamim harishonim yiplu, ashi yulo yamim rishonim. So Rebbe Loza says, no, I'm going to quibble on the following. When you leave the cemetery, become Torah, and start counting, when do you have the eligibility of bringing a carbon tumah? You have to have counted at least 2 days of your Naziris. And truth of the matter is, Rebbe Lazar makes a very convincing argument based on the Psukim. The Pasuk says, Vahayamim harishonim yiplu. Those first days are going to get dropped. So in other words, the only time that you become eligible for the carbon tumah is only when you had at least 2 days of Naziris being counted. So that means to say that according to Rebbe Lazar, if you left the cemetery, become Tahor, and on the first day when you're counting in Naziris, then you go to the cemetery, so you don't bring a carbon tumah. Okay. Itmar. And so now for the remainder of today's daf, we're going to be touching on a very fundamental question. Misha Nazir and Vehu Bevesek Faros, Rav Yochanan Amar Naziris Chal Alav, and Reish Lakish Amar Ein Naziris Chal Alav. Okay. So here we go. Machlokes Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish over the following. You go into a cemetery, and then you have this sense, this urge, I'm going to become a Nazir right now. Okay. Again, timing issue. Fine. And so here we go with a really simple and basic question. Does your Nazir start now? Now, I know that's a funny question because you're currently right now in a cemetery and you can't count a single day right now towards your Naziris. Okay, fine. Obviously, right now there's a bit of an impasse, but at least fundamentally, did your Nazir start now? Now, of course, if it did, well, let's just read a little bit more and then we'll discuss. So, it's a machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says, Nazir starts effective immediately. Again, with your issues that you're in a cemetery and you're currently Tamei Meis, and that needs to be cleared up before you count a single day, but you're a Nazir. And according to Reish Lakish, I'm a Nazir, and Reish Lakish says, no, you're not a Nazir. Meaning, since you didn't start it in a state of Tahara, it didn't start. In fact, the Gemara spells this out. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Naziris Chal Alav Savar Mitla Talia V'Kaimei. So, in Kevan Dimishkacha Tara Chayle. So, Rabbi Yochanan will tell you as follows. Look, Naziris started while you're in a cemetery. Again, due to your current situation of being Tamei, so you can't actually count. But it's there. Your Naziris is there. When you leave the cemetery and go through the Tara process, so now your Naziris is starting. It started effective back to the time, but because you were Tamei, you couldn't start counting. Now, we're not for a moment going to suggest that retroactively all those days can be counted towards your Naziris. Obviously, it can't. But the point is that you are a Nazir. It's just a question of when you could start counting, and that's just going to be a function of when you become Tahor. On the other hand, Reish Lakish says no. Reish Lakish will tell you, Ein Naziris Chala Alav. I Hadav Amar Chayla Alav. Low. And Reish Lakish will tell you that no, you are simply not a Nazir. If and when you leave the cemetery, and if you become Tahor, and if you then decide that you're going to become a Nazir, okay. But what you could do is just simply say, look, I don't know what came over me over there at the cemetery. I know I said I was going to be a Nazir. I decided not to. And according to Reish Lakish, if after leaving the cemetery and after you become Tahor, you want to ignore what happened at the cemetery? By all means, you absolutely can do so because your Naziris did not begin in the cemetery. Okay. So over here, a very basic and fundamental question of when you're in a state of Tumah and you accept Naziris, does it start in theory, but practice, you're going to have to wait until you become Tahor, that Shitas Rav Yochanan, or does it simply not start Bechlal, that Shitas Reish Lakish? And what we're doing for the remainder of today's daf, let's take a look at our Mishnah. In practicality, according to Rav Yochanan, if after you left the cemetery and after you become Tahor, you decide, I don't want to be a Nazir. Doesn't matter. You're a Nazir. Masha'inkin, according to Reish Lakish, you can now decide, you know what? I wasn't a Nazir then. I don't want to be a Nazir now. Okay. So, Eisvei Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, Misha Nazir Vehu Beveis HaKvar Zafilo Hayasham Shloshim Yom, Eino Olam and Aminyam, Eino Mevi Karben Tuma. And so now what we're going to do is what the Gemara always does. It reads the Mishnah critically. The critical reading of the Mishnah would seem to indicate what happens when you're a Nazir in the cemetery. The Mishnah says that you don't count a day, The Mishnah also says you don't bring carbon tumah. But what is the Mishnah telling us? Meaning, we now read the words of the Mishnah, but what's encrypted in the Mishnah? Carbon tumah de la maisi ha mechel chay le'alaha. The Mishnah is just simply saying that, look, there are details of Nazirus that are not going to take effect. But fundamentally, you're Nazir. Isn't that what the Mishnah is saying? So Amar lei ena b'taras tumah ve'ena b'taras carbon. What Reish Lakish will tell you is, no, I'm not speaking right now, I'm speaking like Reish Lakish. Let me show you how to read the Mishnah. In other words, when the Mishnah says that ena, that there's no minyan and there's no carbon tumah, it's ena b'taras tumah. Ain't a b'toras carbon. It's not referring to details regarding a Nazirus. It's referring to the sum total of Nazirus. Meaning, there's no eligibility for tumas carbon. There's no eligibility for minyan. Meaning, because you're not a Nazir b'chlal. Okay, that's every shluckish. We'll read the Mishnah. Eisvei, the Gemara says, okay, let's take a look at a brisa together. So what we did is that we looked at our Mishnah. And again, Reish Lakish can simply be Docha, the Raya of Rav Yochanan. So now we get to look together at a Braisa. Mishaya Tamei V'Nazar. A person's Tamei and he becomes a Nazir. Okay, this is similar to our Mishnah. It just happens to be he's not actually in a cemetery. But the truth of the matter is, if you're not actually in a cemetery, but you were at a cemetery and you never became Tahor, same thing. In other words, you're Tamei Meis, right? If I could share with everyone, I'm Tamei Meis, right? Most everyone is. Kohanim or not, right? And even that's, in other words, Kohanim have touched people who are Tamei Meis. Okay, so but still, Kohanim make efforts to go ahead and not come directly into contact with Tumas Meis, but all of us are. And even though we're not currently in a cemetery, but we're still Tamei Meis. Bryce over here is describing someone who's Tamei Meis, and at that point in time, he says, I'm going to be an Nazir. So also legalech lishtos yarim v'latam lemesim. So the brisa says, can't shave your hair, can't drink wine, can't be matam emes. Now that last point is so interesting. Meaning right now, currently you're in a state of tumah. Oh, but in other words, once you elect to become a nazir, you can't add on more tumah. We'll discuss it more later in the mesechta. Im gileach v'shasa yarim v'nitma lemesim arizah sofeg es arbaim. And according to Rav Yochanan, if you do any of those, meaning violate any of the laws of Nazirus, Malkus. Now, if you're Rav Yochanan, this Brisa is speaking to you. Meaning what effectively the Brisa is saying is that you were Tamei Meis when you committed to becoming a Nazir, you know what you are? You're a Nazir. Simple. Drinking wine? Malkus. Cutting your hair? Malkus. And the last one, which I find to be the most interesting, and you actively are mitame meis, also makos. Iamar bishlama chayle hainu time of the sofik zarbaim. Ela iamar lo chayle amai sofik zarbaim. This question over here is very challenging to Reish Lakish. New Reish Lakish, what are you going to do with this brisa? According to you, Reish Lakish, a person who is makabel nazirus while he's tame meis, you say he's not a nazir. Bichlal, what are you going to do with the brisa? So halacha b'mayiskinu. So we're in the top of Yizayin Amud Aleph. I know it's tomorrow's daf. So halacha b'mayiskinu b'yotze v'nechnas. So what Reish Lakish will tell you is, I'm going to give an ukimta in the brisa. Okay, I'm going to give a lot of narration to the brisa, and that is the brisa is describing the following scenario. He accepted upon himself to be a nazir while he was tummy. He then was mitahir. He then went after the Tara process now, and he accepts it upon himself again. So under those circumstances, he's going to be a Nazir. That's what the Bryce is describing. Okay? Good. So now as I just gave all that narration to the Bryce, so what really we have done is we've taken all the teeth out of the Bryce. Meaning, before Reish Lakish gave that ukimta in the Brisa was really saying something, right? What a chiddush of the Brisa. You're Tamei Meis, you're Mekabel Nazirus, you're a Nazir, even though you're Tamei Meis, you drink wine, Malkus. You, right, get a haircut, Malkus. Right? Actively met Tamei Meis again, Malkus. So according to Rav Yochanan, the Brisa's got a punch, and it's teaching us a chiddush, but according to Reish Lakish, Nah, you didn't understand. The person left. The person went through the Torah process. After the Torah process, then he was mekabel nazirus again. Okay, no. If that's what the Bryce is talking about, so what's the Bryce teaching us? Tosus is bothered by this very question. You can see the Tosus on the top of your Zayin Amud Aleph. So biyotzim in a tuma v'hiza v'shana v'tava v'kibel alav nazirus pamacheres v'shuf nechnas l'tuma. Okay, just like I explained it. But Tosus is bothered. In other words, if that's true, what's the Bryce teaching us? Tosus gives a couple of answers. I'll just share with you the first. V'akamashmalan ayi Bryce dafagav de lo hadav amar harini nazir ela amar yichol alai nazirus. So Tosus suggests, Tosus says this actually twice, but he said it on the previous summit as well. Anyway, what Tosus suggests is that you don't need a full Kabbalah, meaning in order to become a Nazir, it has to be a full acceptance upon yourself that you're going to become a Nazir. But over here, because you set the stage that you're planning on becoming a Nazir. It happens to be at the time you were Tamei Meis. But what you can now do is that after you become Tahor, you can just simply reference to that point that you said earlier, and it doesn't have to be a formal Kabbalah. Okay. That's one of the suggestions that Tosus makes in terms of understanding over here what exactly is a Chiddush. Okay, Tosus gives another suggestion, see inside. Anyway, let's recap. Let's review our daf today. Okay, we started the third parak of the Masechta, in which we went through basically when does Nazirus come to an end? So, and when can you do Tiglachas? And again, Tiglachas is code for not only shaving your hair but also bringing the Karbanos as well. So the Mishnah says that by Stam Nazirus, ideally day 31, but B'diavad day 30. And then the Mishnah talks about what happens when you commit to a 30-day Nazirus, and what happens if you commit to multiple Nazirus, and when do you do Tiglachas after Nazir number one and after Nazir number two? Then the Mishnah goes on to describe what happens when you become Tamei Meis. During your Nazirus, the Mishnah doesn't have to say. The Pasuk says, start counting again. But at the end of your Nazirus, you become Tamei. So over here, it gets a little bit tricky. What happens if you stam Nazirus and you become Tamei on day 30? What happens if you become Tamei on day 31? What if you say 30? What if you say 100? Okay, and a whole series of examples of what happens when you become Tamei on the last day, depending on how exactly you formulated your Nazirus. So that is the Mishnah on Tezayin Amud Aleph. And then the Gemara just cleaned up a couple of points in the Mishnah, but really the heavy lifting of our Mishnah today takes us back to Daf Hei and Daf Vav. Meaning on Daf Hei and Daf Vav, the Gemara spent two Dapim going over our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah, so what we did is that we have to look at the Mishnah through the lens of both Rav Masna and Bar Pada in terms of what exactly is the length and duration of Stam Nazirus. Okay, good. That was part A of today's daf and part B. So in part B of today's daf, so the Mishnah took us through what happens when you become a Nazir, and oh, by the way, you happen to be in a cemetery while you accepted upon yourself to become a Nazir. So the Mishnah just talks about a couple of details regarding your Karban Tumah and your Minyan. But are you a Nazir fundamentally at that point in time? Again, obviously with the inability to count until you clear up your Tumah. So that turned out to be a machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says there's a chalos Nazirus. Nazirus has taken effect immediately. Again, you can't start counting now, but Nazirus is chal. Masha'en Kane, according to Reish Lakish, it's not chal. You're in a cemetery. There's no chalos Nazirus. And if later you want to accept it upon yourself, fine. But you didn't become a Nazir. Lamai nafkamina. So it really expresses itself in that second brisa that we saw at the end of today's daf. According to Rav Yochanan, what happens where I accept a Nazir so I'm in a cemetery and then I drink wine? According to Rav Yochanan, Malkus. What do you mean? You didn't start counting yet. Yeah, but you're a Nazir. Malkus. And what if you get a haircut? Malkus. And I know this one's strange, but, and what if you're Tamei Meis, even though you're already Tamei Meis? Bryce says Malkus. So that would be Shitas Rav Yochanan. What about Reish Lakish? What did he do with that Bryce? So the Gemara answered up for what he was going to do with that Bryce. Okay, I've got it.